When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and today I'm excited to be interviewing Mike McClary, a very successful Amazon and physical products entrepreneur. To give you guys a bit of background, Mike originally got started selling on Amazon through the program that I also went through that got me started selling on Amazon, known as the Amazing Selling Machine. And Mike got started, I think, back in, is it 2013, Mike?
Yeah, that's right.
So back in 2013, Mike's going to share a little bit about his journey and story. But today, Mike has built his physical products, businesses, and brands to around $3 million a year. And so I'm excited to have you today, Mike. I just want to pick your brain a little bit and share with people this opportunity that exists today with Amazon and a little bit about the Amazing Selling Machine. So thanks for joining me.
And thanks, Stefan. I'm really happy to be here. I always love talking about my journey and sharing it with people.
Fantastic. Well, do you want to maybe just start with that? Maybe share with people a little bit about yourself. I know that you have a corporate background. You had the 9-to-5 job and now you transitioned to being a full-time entrepreneur. So do you want to share with people how you got started with Amazon and where you're at today?
Yeah, sure. So I was a consultant for a long time. I actually worked for a large accounting consulting firm, Ernst & Young. Did that for probably, 5 years. And then I decided to go out on my own and do consulting as well. And I loved it. It was really cool. And I ended up getting a long-term contract with a telecom company. And I was literally consulting there for about 12 years. So it's kind of like dating someone for 12 years, and they kept wondering, hey, you're ever going to come on time, come on full time with us. And so back in 2012, I loved the team I was working with there. I felt like an employee, and I just decided to make the jump and say, you know what, let's do this. I become a team player. I wanted to really become a part of their company and their network there. So I became a full-time employee in early 2012. Been doing the same job, actually, a finance director there for many years before that in a consulting, kind of temporary job that was almost full time. But then I decided to, become the actual employee with my own desk and, 2 weeks vacation and everything. And then the funny thing was, Stefan, is that the moment that I took that full time job, even though the work was the same, it felt much differently. here I am. Now I'm a company guy. And I'm, working every day for the same, the same company, making them money. Luckily, I had some great people around me. I mean, they kept me going. I love the team that I had working with me. But almost immediately in 2012, after taking that new position with them, the full-time one, I started thinking about where I was going with my life because I just wasn't fulfilled. I had a good job. My family was happy. I was working a lot. Putting in some really long hours. I didn't have, a ton of vacation, didn't have a lot of freedom, really, a lot of responsibilities. So it was pretty interesting. I remember later in that year, and I was really starting to think heavily about what it was I wanted to do with my life. It's kind of funny. I'm in my 40s at that point in time and trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. And within, a few weeks of that, a friend of mine forwarded me an email. And in the email, it had the name of the course you and I both took, The Amazing Selling Machine. And I thought the name was the cheesiest name I've ever heard. Yeah. Was afraid to show it to my wife because she would just think it's something made up. But I actually watched the video for it and I got hooked because the business model they talked about made perfect sense. It was, why sell other people's products? Why not start your own brand? And then it talked about the profit potential, talked about the freedom, talked about pretty much how you can automate the entire business, which that really appealed to me, being able to do something that freed up my time and allowed me to do more things. So I ended up watching, all the videos and signing up for the training, and I have never looked back. So I literally signed up then in March of 2013. Launched our very first product. I partnered up with my brother. He's now my business partner, one of my best friends. We work great together. We launched our first product, I think June 2nd of 2013, and made our first sale. And by the end of the year, I was putting in my notice with my job.
Wow.
So it was really cool to be able to do that in such a short amount of time. So less than a year after starting my own business, I was able to quit and do this full time.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. And where are you guys at today? I'd love to hear, you know, since you started, you launched that first product. So that obviously was a success. Did you, from there, launch a second product, a third? I know you went into even, I think, creating your own e-commerce store as well. So yeah. You want to share what's been going on since then?
Yeah. So that first year, we had two main products. So we launched two separate brands. As a matter of fact, we wanted to try things in two different categories because we just didn't know which one was going to work the best. They ended up both taking off. You know, it wasn't anything like overnight. It wasn't like we launched it and made 100 sales in a day. It was one of those things, Stefan, where we launched it and you start making a few sales here and there. And then every day you're making sales and every week you're making more and more. It was a really nice, slow, but rather fast for any type of real business growth. And we hit $1 million in sales and revenue for our very first full year, wow. Which, you know, any small business owner would tell you that's pretty incredible to hit. And then from there, one of the things we really tried to do in the past year and a half to 2 years, because we want to run things like a real business, we want to spread out our risk, we want to bring in multiple income streams. We started selling overseas last year now, so we're in Amazon Europe. We're not doing a ton over there right now. It was kind of just a test, just throw things up and see what happens. And it's amazing once you focus on product quality and having a good listing and good images, how things can take off organically by themselves. And we're seeing that. So that shows me potential for Europe. And so now we're actively moving to pursue more over there. We have multiple businesses now. So we have probably six different brands that we sell. And in order to do that, you know, after the first couple of years, we started launching separate businesses to manage some of those brands, because one of the things we're thinking about is the end game. And if you're ever looking to cash out and sell one of those assets, it's much easier to have one brand under one seller account. So we started thinking about that and, again, started launching different brands under different seller accounts and businesses as well, with full open, you know, with Amazon's approval, because you need to do that whenever you do that. But we always start a new corporation, new LLC, and it makes it real simple. If you know what you're doing, they're totally fine with that. So now we're doing, like I said, just under 3 million, and it's spread across probably 6 to 7 different income streams. You know, we have multiple seller central accounts. We're a vendor as well, too. And I forgot to mention that Amazon came to us in 2014 and wanted to buy wholesale. So that was really an eye-opening experience. I had no idea what I was doing. You know, someone tells you, you know, give us your catalog. And I'm thinking my catalog at this point in time is like three products. But, you know, it was a really cool experience. We got some good vendor managers, probably about three of them we've kind of worked through over the years. Amazon really does want to work with you and want to make it a win-win situation. And I look at our vendor program as a completely new revenue stream separate from our seller accounts. Just like I look at our e-commerce sites, those are separate income streams. I look at our European business as a separate income stream. We plan on launching in Canada and maybe Mexico, which I'll look at as separate income streams as well. And then another part of the business that we've started getting into, which I suggest anyone does if they get a chance, selling directly to other businesses and maybe even government entities. Wow. It's something a lot of people overlook, but we had companies reaching out to us. As a matter of fact, we had a company last year in Illinois, a large corporation based here. They had heard about our products. Someone just bought one of our products, you know, online. They liked it so much that they bought it as a gift for all their employees. Yeah. So that was like a huge, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of products we sold in one sale directly to the business. No Amazon fees, you know, no fulfillment fees or anything. And that opened our eyes too, like, wow, here's a whole different additional business model. So as you can tell, I love creating different businesses, income streams, all based around our original brand, but couldn't do any of that if I didn't focus on making these brands as good as they are, getting raving fans and making sure the quality is always there.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, congratulations, man. That's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that. And I think, you know, one thing you mentioned is I think a lot of people, they just focus on Amazon as the potential, but as you're saying, the potential is so much greater. The potential is that you can use Amazon, but then you can also get into retail. You can also get into your own website and your own brand that has multiple income streams, and potentially even selling it. And yeah. So what do you see as the potential? You know, obviously you've been in this business for a few years now, and you know, do you see the potential building it to a $10 million your business and then selling it, or, you know, how big can it go? And, you know, what is the potential for someone that's watching this that is looking at this as a viable opportunity for them?
Yeah, my goal is to take these businesses and sell them off one at a time. The reason for me doing that, and there's no right or wrong way to do this. I would like to have something else kind of in the hopper, generating cash flow while I sell another business, which is part of our whole business model of creating these separate entities so we can sell them off and still have other ones that we're building and generating cash flow at the same time. I would think that once you get a business that really is producing anywhere between 500,000 and a million a year in revenue, you have a business that's prime for sale. That's a perfect size to go out there. A lot of people, one of the reasons would be if you get it too big, I kind of think that you may have like a little bit of risk built up in that one cash flow stream. And so I like to kind of chunk them out smaller. And at that point, there's still a lot of room to grow, and a buyer is going to see that potential and revenue growth. And that's why that's the perfect model I'm looking at. Between $500,000 and $1 million, sell that, move on to the next one. And that's what we're looking at starting to do at the end of this year.
It's amazing. So I know for a lot of people that might be watching this are just brand new. They've got a 9-to-5 job. I don't know for you, but when you had your job, did you envision this? Or for you, were you just like, man, like, because oftentimes when you say you throw big numbers, for a lot of people, just so out of the reality, and their more immediate short-term goal is just, I just want to quit my job, right? Or I just want to make enough to pay my bills. So how did you kind of dream this big when you got into this, when you saw, you know, ASM, the email that you got, or, you know, were you just primarily just focused on getting to a certain point and then this kind of expanded for you?
You know, you mentioned visualization, and that was a huge part of why I believe I was successful to start off. I remember the moment that I made the decision that I was going to create something for myself and I took that first step, I felt like I already had accomplished it. You know, I actually imagined, okay, I'm getting up this morning and I'm not going to my corporate job. I'm going to go down to my office right here and work for myself. And when you do that, it's amazing how those things start, you know, happening more quickly for you. But on that note, I didn't imagine it would get this big. No, I really didn't. Probably because I wasn't worried about it. I didn't need it to be this big. You know, talk about what kind of successes we have. I don't always think of success as being in like financial or dollar terms. It's more of lifestyle. My success that I look at my number one was being able to quit my job and spend more time with the family. And it's tied to the money, but that's not what I visualized first. And when I accomplished that, that's when I started thinking bigger. After I actually quit my job and realized what the potential was here, then I opened up my mind and to the other possibilities that were out there.
Yeah. So for someone, let's say, that's watching this, and maybe they don't have the aspiration to build it into a business of your size, for someone that maybe just wants to make a couple of extra $1,000 on the side or be able to quit their job, you feel that's a pretty achievable goal for a lot of people that maybe that's all they want. They just want to travel and go to Thailand or whatever that is and just have this business that supports a certain lifestyle.
It's absolutely achievable. I think that sometimes, and you've been, you know, on this journey along with us too, Stefan. I think now we've seen all these like huge success stories. We sometimes forget about how it felt that first time you made $5,000 in sales one month, or even maybe $10,000. That was an amazing milestone. I remember it was the fall of 2013 when we hit that. And I was ecstatic, and we had so many people in our community supporting one another. And as other people were hitting that, we just realized that that was a life-changing goal. You know, making that much in revenue and pulling in just an extra couple $1,000s in, you know, extra income that you didn't have before. That's, you know, house payments, car payments, vacations for your family. It's your kids' college education you can put money aside for. Absolutely. I know of people who are hitting numbers like that. And I bet you they're actually a lot more relaxed than I am because, you know, that's their goal. That's what they want. They've hit their numbers, and it's much easier to maintain that if you really know exactly what you want and you don't have to worry about, you don't got to play keeping up with the Joneses. If you do, if you want to, absolutely go out there. The potential's there. But for someone who just wants to change their life and make a measurable change in it, that's something very achievable in a very short amount of time.
That's great. I want to ask, you know, obviously Amazon's changed since probably when you started, and, you know, Amazon's always changing. They're always growing. And oftentimes it kind of brings up, I get this question all the time, and I want to hear your answer to it, where people say, well, you know, that's great for Mike, but Mike started, you know, back when it wasn't as competitive as what it is today, or today there's no more opportunities on Amazon, or it's too saturated. I have usually my response to that, which I can give in a bit, but what's your response to it?
My first initial response is absolutely not. I mean, I can see where people are coming from when they think that, and they're probably hearing that and, you know, and probably saying it in their own mind. They hear someone else say it, then they're thinking it and they're making that true. it's absolutely not too competitive. There's lots of reasons for that too. If I look back to maybe early 2016, yeah, there were a lot of people out there throwing all kinds of products up on Amazon, doing all kinds of shady tactics. We had, you know, counterfeit sellers and everything. And it was a little scary seeing that happening, but Amazon immediately reacted. I mean, Amazon themselves saw the potential for their business to fail, and they've taken steps to do that. They have, you know, pretty much gotten rid of so many shady tactics that are out there. They are coming down hard on counterfeiters. They're making sure that the review system is the most trusted in the industry. And all those things are great for this business. And I mean, you know, as sellers, I've heard some people complain about that, but look what Amazon's numbers are doing. They're hitting $135 billion in revenue last year, and they're going to do more next year and the next year. Those changes are helping their business, which helps sellers like us. So they're helping get rid of that, what I like to think of as the shady competition that we may have seen out there. They're cleaning house, and that's opening up opportunity for us. The other thing is that, you know, you just look at the overall market potential for e-commerce. It's huge. We haven't even scratched the surface as far as denting retail sales. I mean, so many people still go to brick and mortar stores and buy products, but that number is on the decline and online sales is going up. And that is going to continue now for the foreseeable future. So as long as that happens, and as long as you know what you're doing and you focus on building a good brand and having quality products, the market, everything's in your favor, that the opportunity is out there for you to grow a thriving business, regardless of what you think the competition's like.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I've even seen, you know, Walmart starting to close down and Target in my areas, because it's just way more convenient to buy online. And more, especially the younger generation, you're brought up buying stuff online. And it's, you know, Amazon's now innovating in a lot of cool ways, and the drone system that they're doing, and it's just amazing things. But I think, you know, the difference also, and you kind of alluded to this, is one thing I like about Amazing Sell Machine is that they really emphasize building a brand. And that's what's going to give you a long-term sustainable business. And I think that if someone's looking at this as an opportunity just to get rich quick, I'm going to throw up a product and, you know, to get some reviews in this way, that's not going to last. And if you're looking at it from that perspective, then yeah, it probably is a little bit too competitive, or it's hard to do it that way. But if you're actually committed to this, and you're actually committed to creating a quality product and a quality brand and adding value to people, and improving your product and building a customer base and actually marketing it and putting in the work, then potential of what you've built and what many other people have built is definitely possible. So I feel that the opportunity is amazing and it exists, but you got to understand this is a business, right? It's not just a button that you press that's going to make you some money. And oftentimes those ways of making money, they don't last. You know, people make money for a little while, but it's not something you can quit your job off of. And it's not a business that you're proud of that is really adding value to the world. So,
you know, let me share a quick example of exactly, you've hit it on the head. Let me share an example of exactly what you're talking about. One of our earlier brands that took off really well in the beginning and was doing great, and then we got slammed with competition, and it still did well, but we're like, yeah, you know what, maybe it's not the one we want to focus on. We're trying to grow, you know, 4 or 5 more brands. Let's kind of set aside our focus. At that point in time, it was just my brother and I. So we set it aside and said, you know, let's just, you know, we've worked hard building a great product, great packaging, great email contact sequences for our customers. We felt it was great, but it just didn't make sense for us to focus on that compared to everything else. We set it aside a year ago and said, we'll just kind of let it go on its own. Well, lo and behold, you know, in the past 3 or 4 months, that brand, without any focus on us, is taking off because we focused on the fundamentals. We just made sure we had the best product, best customer care and communication. And even without focus on it, if you get those core, that foundation set up, things like that can easily happen if you follow exactly what you're talking about, Stefan.
Yeah. And let me hear your thoughts on this. You know, I from my experience, I think a lot of people, they focus on Amazon, but they just expect Amazon to do everything for them. So Amazon's great because they're a search engine and they've got Amazon PPC, and you know, there's already a lot of people that are buying on Amazon. So they just focus that if I put up the product, get some reviews, and Amazon will do everything else. Where I believe what Amazon wants you to do is they want you to utilize all the internet, you know, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and, you know, Google and SEO and blogging and, you know, basically attract people and then funnel that to your product. And when you do that, you have more of a competitive advantage because you're not just competing with everyone else that expects Amazon to do everything for you, but you're actually getting traffic from all these other places that are going to your product page, they're buying your product, and you end up ranking better on Amazon as a result and not having to worry about competition. So that's kind of what I try to encourage people to do, because if you just expect Amazon to do everything for you, they're great. They will reward you and rank you, and you'll get a lot of sales from them. But also using the other, and I know ASM teaches all a number of other ways to send traffic, but doing that stuff as well, building an email list and, you know, general internet marketing things that can help you build and sell more of your product.
You're absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, we've seen them. Amazon does reward you for sending more traffic to their site. And I think they reward you not just for the quantity, but for the diversity of it as well. One of our launch strategies involves getting just a little bit of traffic from all different types of sources: Facebook, Pinterest, Google, Bing, YouTube, maybe Instagram. If it doesn't take a lot from any one of those different sources to really start seeing some big changes in the way that Amazon starts ranking you. And if you think about it, Amazon's most valuable asset is they have two valuable assets, I think. One would be their customer. Like, getting a customer is the number one asset. And then I think their delivery service, their fulfillment centers, is their second. But when it comes to getting a customer, they reward you anytime you bring a customer to them. And that's why I think that they'll help. If they see your product is bringing in a whole bunch of people from, let's say, Pinterest, well, wow, that's great. That's a whole new potential source of customers for them buying all different kinds of products, and they will start promoting your product to help bring that into them.
That's awesome. 100% agree. Okay. So for someone, I know a lot of people watching this would love to get started on Amazon. I typically recommend a course. I've always recommended Amazing Sell Machine, because that's myself and my girlfriend got started with that. Oftentimes people want to know, what is the initial startup cost in starting a business like this? Because it does require you buying some inventory, sometimes depending on the product and when you're sourcing from overseas versus the United States, it can be costly or inexpensive. So how much in general should someone expect to spend or invest to start a business like this?
Yeah, so I'll give you like three different levels, because everyone has different you know resources available to them. If you truly don't have any money at all, then it doesn't make sense to go out there and get a loan of $5,000 to try to start this business, because you'll be hamstrung. But you can get started in the Amazon and online business for as little as $50. Now, maybe not private labeling, but you can start practicing something called retail arbitrage. That is, if you have literally no resources and you want to see what this business is like, you can do that as simple as going out and finding unique products in your local area and trying to sell them online. And you will make some money that way, maybe build up some experience and some resources to take to the next level. Then above that, I'd say there's two more levels. So if you're someone, again, who doesn't have a ton of resources and you want to just try to do this on your own, I think you could start off with about $500 in inventory. It's very, very reasonable to find a local domestic-based supplier who can give you that inventory for $500. I know that may sound like a lot of money to some people, but it's really not when you're talking about building a brand and building a business. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have some free training coming up where if you're able to, get that inventory for that amount, we're going to give you enough free training where you can literally start a business on your own with that amount. Now, with that said, if you want to really fast-track things, and you want to make sure that you have enough so that you're not going out there and buying your inventory and then you can't spend any money in advertising or anything like that, I would say $5,000 is probably the sweet spot. And that would include enough to get some, professional training and also get your inventory and have money to spend on doing some promotions. I think that is a spot that anyone, you get that, you can definitely have a great start on building a business. And I don't know of any other businesses or franchises that can get started for that amount of money.
Yeah. And, I know there's definitely some products that you can start really inexpensively with, even just to get your foot in the game. Because sometimes, I know for myself, my first product, it made a little bit of money, but it wasn't like the big seller for me. The first product that I launched, I kind of was a little bit more conservative with it. And I just wanted to validate to me that this worked. I could make some money from it. I got some confidence from that. And then from there, I took some of that money. I invested in a more expensive product that had better margins. I could sell it at a higher price point. But I've seen people that have gotten started selling products that you can get, a couple cents per unit from Alibaba, and starting with a low inventory of maybe just 100 units just to kind of get started with it and then kind of grow from there. So I always believe there's always a way to do it if you're committed, regardless of how much money you have. I think, you know, one person, they just got started selling these balloons, you know, packages of balloons that they got from China, and it was a pretty inexpensive product, and they were able to build it up to a couple thousand bucks a month, and they didn't have much money to start with. So there's always people like that, and so I love what you said. So there's different options regardless of the budget and where you're at right now in your business.
Excellent.
Great. And I want to ask, you know, I always believe in training. I always believe that if you want to learn something, don't try to reinvent the wheel. I see a lot of people, I think, that try to pursue building a business on Amazon. And I get a lot of them because they try to just kind of piece together things and learn from a blog post or a little video how to do everything. And then sure enough, what happens is they make a lot of mistakes along the way, whether they're not following a certain criteria, doing the right research for the product they're going to sell. They end up losing money. They end up, you know, getting scammed by a supplier, or they end up, you know, just logistical things with Amazon fulfillment and, you know, inventory and a lot of different things. And so that's why personally for myself, I always believe having something that can guide you from A to Z, walk you through the steps and address some of the potential challenges and concerns along the way, and having the community. And I know that ASM provides that, but I guess my question for you is, do you think, number one, this is something that you could have done on your own without something like the Amazing Selling Machine and created a lot of success that you've been able to build in the time frame? And why do you think that a training program is important? Like, why do you think, because I know you are part of training a lot of people now, and you've seen the people that have done it with it and without it. Like, why do you feel that it's important for other people to learn from someone else that's already done it?
Well, I think there's probably a couple of really good answers there. And I absolutely don't think that I could have gotten to the level that I'm at without any training. I know that I would have made a few mistakes, a few costly mistakes. And it's amazing how, if you think about it, just being able to, you know, get to that next level a month earlier can easily cover the cost of any kind of training. People forget to realize that sometimes, that it's not so much that can you get there on your own, it's can you get there quicker and look at the potential that you'll be making by getting there, you know, that much sooner. It's just like compounding interest. The sooner you get there, then you are exponentially increasing how big you can get, how quickly you can get there. So I don't think I could have gotten there. I probably could have, you know, pieced together some things and made some money on the side on my own. I think I could have done it, but I don't think I could have gotten to where I am without the training. But even more important than the training, I know I couldn't have gotten here without the networking and the people. The support you get is, you know, from getting around a like-minded group of entrepreneurs and people wanting to better their lives. It's unbelievable. Like I was telling you, that first fall of 2013, when people were really starting to hit their groove and starting to make some nice numbers, hitting like $5,000 in revenue a month and $10,000, then, you know, suddenly hitting $25,000, it was inspiring and inspirational and addictive just to see that all the support and the hooping and hollering going on. And I've gotten to know so many people who they've taught me one little, I'm not going to call it a trick or anything, they give me one piece of advice that has drastically improved my overall business. And I sometimes, like, it's scary sometimes. I think, what if I wouldn't have been there? What if I wouldn't have went to that meetup in Austin or that meetup in Vegas to hear that one little thing? It's scary when you think about that. And I'm so glad that I've went to every single event that I possibly could. I'm an event addict. I went to masterminds. I teach at them. That's why I love being a part of the training program too, because I do think that there are so many hurdles that I've gotten over, and I love seeing people get past that hurdle. And I actually love hurdles, because if you think about it, every time you get past a hurdle, you're leaving everyone else behind you. That's another barrier someone's going to have between you and them. And you should feel really good about that, feel accomplished of what you've done and what you're able to accomplish.
Yeah, that's great. And I think another benefit is it gives you confidence, because I know for myself, when I first started my online business, everyone else in my life thought I was crazy. You know, they just thought, okay, well, what is this online thing? Is that a real job? Are you going to make any money from that? You just go to school. And I think a lot of people, they have that in their lives. I'm not sure if you had it. You started with your brother. But I know some people, their family, their parents, they don't understand. They're not on the same path. Maybe they're more in the employee mindset, or they're going to, you know, not really believe in what you're doing. And so I think that's why it's so important to surround yourself with other people that are on the same path and then also especially are more successful than yourself. And I know for me, when I joined ASM, I think it was ASM 3 or 4, I'm not sure which one, because there's been different, you guys have always been improving it, making it better. But I remember like in the first module, you know, it was just interviews of people that had already built a successful business. And I'm not sure if you were actually maybe one of those people, but it really, by seeing that first, it really gave me confidence and validated. And I hopefully we can accomplish that in this interview too, by you sharing your story. It creates a reference. It creates, if Mike can do it or if Stefan can do it, then I can do it as well. And it gives you more confidence and certainty. And I found when I went to the ASM event, I went with my girlfriend. She's now done awesome on Amazon, built a big business from it. But you see the speakers speak, and then you hear their stories, and you see what they've done, and they're sitting next to someone who's built a successful Amazon business. And it really creates this confidence in yourself and belief that, yeah, it's inevitable. Like, this is possible, and that I can easily do it if I just keep taking action, follow the program. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people need, because otherwise I think a lot of people, I found that they try to go about it their own, and they don't have much confidence to begin with or much belief, because they're not following a plan. You know, they're just kind of trying to figure it out along the way. They get lost. You're going to get some scrapes and some bruises. You're going to get beat up a little bit. And not that you can't achieve success and get past it, but it's just going to be so much harder. But I see a lot of people, they just go through the failures, and then they get discouraged, and then they end up giving up, and then they end up saying, well, Amazon doesn't work, or Amazon's too competitive, or Amazon, they have some sort of story now that they use to justify why it didn't work out for them, where, no, it does work, but you just didn't really know what you're doing, or maybe you didn't have the right support around you. And so I try to help people avoid that, and hopefully I think ASM and the training you guys do provides that, because it helps people get to where they need to be a lot faster without as much pain, frustration, wasting money, losing money, wasting time that a lot of people have to go through. So I think that the investment always pays for itself to invest in a quality training program like that.
Now, you're absolutely right, and you hit it on the head when you talked about, I think every one of us has had those friends or family members or some even significant others who don't quite get it. It's nothing against them. They're just not, you know, they don't have that entrepreneurial spirit or mind or initiative. And I think still to this date, my dad doesn't know what I do. You know, he can't really explain what kind of business I'm in. And I know that it's very much like you're on an island sometimes. You can actually feel very lonely being an entrepreneur, because you don't normally have people physically around you. And once you join a community where you see these people share the same successes, have the same goals, and have the same doubts and fears, it is enlightening to realize you're not alone in this. There are lots of people out there that want to be successful in the same dreams that you do. It's so important to your success.
Great. Now, I know there's a lot of people watching this from all over the world, and people want to know, you know, how does just selling on Amazon differ for someone maybe that lives outside of North America? So let's say someone's watching this, they live in London, or they live in Australia, or they live in India, or they live in South America, or China, or I'm not anywhere in the world. Is it still possible for them to build a business? And is it better for them to launch in the United States on Amazon, or perhaps in their own country? Or, you know, what would you recommend for someone like that?
It's a great question, and it's one that has changed since we originally launched ASM. We used to always tell people, you know, no matter where you're at, we want you to launch on Amazon.com in the United States. That's the biggest market. It's the easiest way to start getting quick sales. And there are all, you know, Amazon, I think, allows people from over 65, close to 70 different countries to sign up and sell from your country inside the U.S., no matter where you're at. So pretty much those, you know, 65, 70 countries cover 95% of the population. So it's, you know, anywhere you're at, there's a very high likelihood that you can sell on Amazon.com or any of the Amazon sites. However, one of the things that's changed is the European marketplace in particular is really starting to pick up steam. You look at the UK and Germany, those countries are growing as fast as Amazon.com and starting to make some really big strides in as far as how many people are buying online. The European marketplace has usually kind of lagged a little behind the U.S. as far as accepting how much to trust online sales. Now they're there, and they're taking full advantage of it. Amazon Japan, exact same way. That's another marketplace that's really starting to grow. So one of the things that we're suggesting now is that, first off, no matter where you're at, you can sell on Amazon. One of the Amazons, you can sell on Amazon.com if you want to. But if you're in Europe, I would actually now look to sell in either Germany or UK first, just because the logistics, getting verified and approved, is much easier over there. And the same thing if you're in Japan, I would sell there initially also. And then once you get your feet wet in those markets, then start expanding out, not just to the US, expand everywhere you can as you're ready to do so. If you're not in, you know, Europe or Japan or anywhere else, definitely I would then start on Amazon.com in the US. There's nothing holding you back. They have some approved payment providers or banks, as a matter of fact. So Amazon recognizes that there are a lot of different financial regulations all over the world. They have their own. They have to be very careful about money laundering and things like that. So they have services like Payoneer, World First. They actually partner up with to help people from other countries get banking accounts that are approved by Amazon and that they can deposit funds directly into. So there's virtually no barrier from selling on Amazon, no matter where you're at.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm happy to hear that, because it looks like Amazon is trying to make it easier for people, because they know that the more sellers they get in some of these countries and the easier they make it for people, then it's going to help them grow the potential marketplace in those countries as well. So awesome to hear. And by the way, for those that are watching, Mike already alluded to this, but there's a free training that they put together. I'll probably link below in this description to it, or if you go to projectlifemastery.com/ESM, you guys can get access to some free training that they're providing. All you got to do is just put in your email address, and they have a series of videos that can benefit you to learn more about this opportunity and get started. But my question is, you guys have evolved Amazing Selling Machine over the years, and it hasn't been available for the last 18 months. And so what are some of the new things that you guys, you know, have you guys redone the training or updated it, or what has changed over the last, I guess, 18 months since it was last available?
So the new training is completely new. Every single video isn't just being re-recorded with the same content. We went through the entire 8 modules that contain all the training and evaluated every single one and determined whether or not we needed to keep it, update it, or replace it completely with something new. So we're redoing all the training. And there's several key areas that, you know, Amazon's changed so much that we want to make sure that the training is the most up-to-date possible. The focus, though, on building a brand and building a long-term strategy, that's still there. And that's a core foundation of the entire business. We're not going to teach anything that's going to go out there and put your business at risk. However, we focus on getting to market fast. As a matter of fact, this ASM will get you a product that is launched quicker than any other time we've done before. Before, we used to, you know, not have people go out there and start finding a product right away. From day one, you'll be out there looking for your first product and getting things ready to go in the newest version of ASM. We've also decided to partner up with some other companies that have built some amazing tools. So you've probably seen this too, Stefan, but after, Amazing Selling Machine was launched and many other people started selling online and creating courses, all these different software companies started popping up, creating tools to make life easier for you. Amazing Selling Machine had some of their own tools, and we started seeing these companies that this is what they're doing full time. They're spending every hour of the day really building the best possible tool, focusing on this one thing. Well, we decided to go out there and partner with them. Let's find the best tools that are out there, and let's offer them up either for free or at a discount to anyone who's using our course. Because we've vetted them, we know they work, and we know that they're going to get the best deal possible. That's like one big change right there. Another change would be that we're always testing. Myself, you know, I love taking features of Amazon that weren't, you know, that are intended for one thing and trying to get them to work for something else. I actually absolutely love that. For example, Amazon giveaways, and I'm not talking about just selling your own products at a really cheap discount. There's an actual service, an entire business unit called Amazon Giveaways. I love using that to launch products. It's typically for companies like large marketing groups that go out there and have contests for their employees and give away prizes. Well, you can use that to help launch your own business in a way that no one ever thought about it. You know, you can get traffic to your YouTube videos. You can get, followers for your Twitter account. All these different things that it wasn't really intended for, but it's a great tool, an innovative way to use and build a brand on Amazon. So that's one of the things we're bringing this time to the Amazing Selling Machine as well. And then the last bullet point that I'd have to say is we recognize that not everyone wants to go out there and build a multi-million-dollar year business, and that is totally fine. I think we've gotten a little hung up or a little too numb to all the crazy revenue figures that people are throwing up out there, and they're legitimate. I mean, we know people that are making $1 million a month, and it's just crazy how well their businesses are going. Well, we also recognize that not everyone wants to go out there and work every hour and build a business that big. And so we're focusing on people who have much more important and more valuable life goals to them that include spending time and making sure that your life is as automated with your business so you can do the things that you want to do. So there's a lot of huge things and some other things that I'm not at liberty to mention also yet either.
Cool. Wow, that's awesome. Well, one thing I always admire is that you guys always, whenever there's a new course available, you always give previous members access to it. And yeah. So I haven't gotten the updated version yet, but I'm sure it's going to be awesome. And I look forward to going through that. Are you guys also just teaching more specific to Amazon, or also how to, you know, maybe do outside of Amazon as well, like your own e-commerce store and diversifying that way?
So the main focus is still going to be on Amazon because that is the quickest way, the fastest way to get to market and make money profitably. And then at the end of the course, we start teaching exactly why this is just the tip of the iceberg. We don't consider this an Amazon-based business. This is a physical products business where you're growing your brand. And so once we get your brand and your products up and selling, then we're going to talk about what's next. And believe me, Amazon really is just one small, not a small, it's a rather large, but it is one component of your overall business. And we're going to tell you exactly all the other ways you can grow your business, expand, make it bulletproof, and an asset and a cash flow generating machine.
That's awesome. And I think that's important because I think physical products is one component of your business, but when you have a list and you have a following and you got raving fans, perhaps you can also add another income stream called information products, right? Like if you've got dog toys, then maybe you could also have a dog training or do affiliate marketing, promoting someone else's products or whatever that might be complementary that you have no interest in getting into that niche or market. But, you know, there's many other ways you can monetize a list or following or a brand that you have. And I see that's the exciting thing about it is that it can you can create multiple pillars in your business of income.
You know, and what about just the networking component too, Stefan, where what if you aren't an information marketer, but you meet someone inside of the group who is? You could partner up and double, you know, each of you double your potential reach and the products you can sell. Like the networking component can also help do exactly what you're talking about as well. That's a great, great additional point to make.
That's awesome. So I want to wrap up soon, but I want to ask, what are, you know, amazing assumption, there's been thousands of people that have been through the program, but what are some of the success stories that personally stood out to you? People that you saw, because I know you've also done a lot of mentoring in the Facebook group and at the events, and you meet a lot of people that are just getting started and you've seen a lot of lives change. But what are some of the success stories that you've seen from the past?
Gosh, you know, there are so many that, you know, you can't, I could literally list probably 30 off the top of my head. But there are probably two or three that are really close to me because there are other people that I've gotten to know very well. We've actually went on some trips together. I know of a young Romanian couple, the name of Peter and Adina, didn't even speak English when they started selling. So you can imagine the challenges they had. They live in Romania, very little money, don't speak the language, had a hard time understanding language. So they were literally watching the videos and then going to Google Translate to try to understand what the training was telling them. And they just, they're like bulldogs though. They never let anything stop them. They got their first product up and running. They asked for a little bit of help because they weren't sure of their English. And of course, people jumped out of the woodwork to help them. And now they are making well over $1 million a year. And they're, you know, in their mid 20s. They are helping build a school for their children. They are the perfect model of what this business can and should be. They're not in it just for the money. I mean, you can do. There's nothing wrong with that. You should never feel bad about, you know, making your life and your family's life better. But when you hear about people like this, that they're in it to help everyone else grow and improve their lives too, it just kind of makes your heart burst. They're just an amazing couple, and I think we're going to hear more about them later on. There's also someone else that I've known for the past 2 years. Her name's Gracie, and she's part of a military family, and they have to move around all the time. Her husband is 100% active duty military. They have young kids, so they're moving all over the place. So she needed to build, you know, a business that didn't matter where she was physically located at. And she came on board, tried this out. Both Rich and I helped her get going. And now she's doing over $350,000 a year on Amazon part-time. You know, I don't think her husband still believes how well she's doing, you know, but it's an amazing story. And there are dozens. There's another friend, you know, a friend of mine that I met down in Austin, Theron and his wife, they're musicians. And now because of Amazing Selling Machine are selling their products on Amazon, really. It's not just the course, it's them too. They're able to travel all over the world, wherever they're playing, and still operate their business. And those three are just, you know, just three stories out of probably hundreds of successes that I've personally seen take place.
Wow, that's amazing. I got one I want to share with you, actually. So I've shared ASM with a lot of people now and partnered promoting it and everything for a few years. But my brother got into it. He's doing really well. He's in the dog toy niche. But my girlfriend got started, and she didn't know anything about online business. And we've been together now for about 3 years. And so she, brand new, I wanted to get into Amazon as well at the time. And I decided to do it with her. And so we both went through the ASM training. She had a little bit more time and focus on it than me. I was just kind of doing it to keep up with her, and I wanted to support her a little bit with it. But she's been just crushing it now. She's been doing it now for about 2.5 years. She's at $40,000 a month or so. From, she's got a few products. She actually, I'll tell what the product is. It's waist trainers for women. And so they're waist trainers that help you have more curves in your body and just different things in the health and fitness niche. And she started with Amazon, but now she's also built her own store. And she also does a lot of affiliate marketing now. She's got a big following of people on YouTube. I think she has over 15,000, I think, subscribers on YouTube, but they're so engaged. Like, their videos get tons of views and everything. And then she also built a Facebook group community where there's a couple hundred women that it's a safe place for them to share the results and share the product. And her product actually sells at a higher price than other products on Amazon. But because she has such a powerful relationship with them, and she just stands out in so many different ways, like, she's always out of stock, but people are always waiting for her product and everything. And it's changed her life in so many ways. Like, she, you know, before was living about an hour away from me. And so she was living at home with her mom, and she was also working a job at the bank. And so now she's quit her job. She now moved downtown, so she lives relatively close to me. And, you know, just her whole lifestyle has changed as a result of it. So it's amazing. And she's a young girl. She was going to university at the time. She still hasn't finished that because now her business is higher priority. You know, she had a part-time job and didn't have much money to start it with. And brand new. And so that's my, like, a personal experience. I've been with her and seen what she's done. And I haven't really even helped her much. I mean, she's teaching me stuff because she's just more involved in it a lot more than myself. But it's amazing. It's just amazing what's possible and what people have done. And it's been great. So I want to thank you for having a piece of that as well, because I know you've been involved with ASM and teaching and mentoring other people, and you guys are doing some awesome stuff. So keep it up. And I guess my last question, just to wrap up, what advice would you have for someone that's watching this? Just general advice. They've got the job 9 to 5. They're in that position that you were in, stressed out, you know, just trying to pay their bills, not much time for their family. They're looking at this as an opportunity. Maybe they've already started a business. They've had an aspiration of it. But, you know, it's always that initial taking that first step. And it can be scary. It can be challenging. You know, it's uncertainty. What advice would you have for someone like that? Just maybe some motivation or inspiration that you can maybe provide.
Yeah, well, the first thing I'd say is, you know, start thinking about why it is you want to do what it is you want to do. The why is a big reason. You know, you can say that you just want to make more money and want to quit your job, but why do you want to make more money? Why do you want to quit your job? Do you want to spend more time with your family? Do you have a hobby? Do you want to travel? Think about what it is that you really want to be able to do with whatever your goal is right now, and start planning on doing it, visualizing that you will get there. The first thing for me absolutely was visualizing where I was going to be and putting myself in that frame of mind that I am there and nothing's going to stop me from getting there. It's inspirational. It's enlightening. Once you realize that, you know, in the future, there's a better place that you will be at, you can visualize what that's like. That will help you get to the next step. And what that'll also do, it'll help you get over whatever hurdles in your way right now, whether it's making a decision of, you know, getting a course, starting a business, just, you know, taking the time every night to go out there and try to work on whatever business you already started. Visualizing it, feeling like it, knowing you have that goal will help you do that. Then other than that, there's a couple of really important things to do. If you are going to make this leap, and I hope that you do, whatever it is, it doesn't matter when, you know, whether you do what Steph and I are doing, if you're starting some other kind of business, spend a little bit of time on it every single day. Just build that habit. I think that habits can be trained. We don't always, you know, we're not always born to do things and take action, but it's a habit that you can train yourself. If you force yourself to start doing little things, it can be 30 minutes a day. You'll find yourself doing it more and more, and that time over time will build up and help you accomplish what you want to do. And the other thing I would suggest is bring your family into it. I did this early on. I didn't tell them, like, you know, what I initially spent to start a business, because I don't know, I was a little afraid about that, but in the end they were okay with it. But I brought my family into the whole why and what I wanted to do with my life. I let them know that I had this dream of starting my own business and I wanted to spend more time with them, and would they be there with me and help me? And they were incredibly supportive. Like, once I told them what I wanted, my kids were giving me some of the craziest ideas. Hey, sell this product, build this and do that. And it was really cool, because that way, when I went down and, you know, watched some training or worked in my business, you know, in the evenings, whether it was for 30 minutes or 2 or 3 hours, they knew what I was doing. They knew why I was doing it. I didn't feel so guilty about it, because I was bringing them into the process as much as I could. We talk about it over dinner. It relieves some of the stress for me about thinking that I'm focusing all my time on something that's just for me, when really you're not doing it just for you. Chances are you're doing it for a much bigger reason. Your family, your significant other, maybe it is just you, whatever it is, there's probably a bigger reason. So to bring that bigger reason into it, it'll help you focus on it and make sure that you're able to really, you know, accomplish everything you want to do.
Awesome. Well, that's some great advice. I want to thank you. I'm going to link below, like I said, to some free training that's being provided. You can go to projectlifemastery.com/ASM. Okay, projectlifemastery.com/ASM, or I'll have a link below in the description. Do you want to share, are you able to share at all about the free training that people
Absolutely. So, and let me tell you a little about the free training. There's some true, legitimate stories. Like, we don't sugarcoat anything. We don't want to tell you anything that's much easier than it really is. The training is amazing. It'll give you everything that you needed to, that if you really wanted to go out there and do something on your own, you will learn how to do that in the training. We're going to show you how to pick and source products that are really have a high revenue and profit potential. We're going to show you how to go out there and find suppliers anywhere in the world, whether the US or China or anywhere else, how to easily find suppliers. And then we're going to go out there and actually show you how to launch your first product. I'm actually doing the training on that myself. I'm going to show you. I'm going to log in. I'm going to show you out there and take the steps necessarily, and then actually run some promotions using Facebook. That's one of the methods to do it. I'm going to show you how to do that, so you'll literally be able to find a product, find a supplier, launch it, and get sales just from the training that we're giving you. So it's going to be some pretty interesting and compelling training. We've had people before that have actually taken the free training and then figured out what they're doing on their own using that. And then after 6 months, they were making enough money that they went out there and actually, like, you know, got the whole full course later on. Wow. But it's amazing. Yeah, we definitely try to over-deliver in the free training. It's not watered down. It really is very, very helpful information.
Yeah, totally. And I can vouch for that too, because I've gotten a lot of value from your free trainings, and I'll be going through it again as well, just because it's so valuable. But again, so the link below this video, you can access the free training, click that link, or go to projectlifemastery.com/ASM. But Mike, I want to thank you so much for your time. You are an inspiration. There's a lot of wisdom and advice that you gave that I think will really make a big difference for a lot of people that are watching this. I want to thank you so much.
Thanks, Stefan. I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and thank you too. I know you helped change a lot of lives, and we'll continue to do so.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.